have conversations around their recent trip to the Upper East region, the project that they are pursuing, and how it helps to protect the environment. Rashida, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Right. So, very recently, CSR SARI was in the Upper East region. You engaged smallholder farmers on the use of compost. Why has this become necessary for CSR SARI?
Yeah, because compost is it's an organic fertilizer that enriches the soil. And we have this project called the Grow Feather Bambara Project. Actually, our main target has to do with the Bambara groundnut farmers.
Okay.
Because Grow Feather's main aim is to enhance Bambara groundnut production, adaptation and utilization for food security, and increase income among the smallholder farmers. But part of our research during trying to come up with new varieties of Bambara seeds for the farmers, we actually did a survey, and we realized that the women were actually complaining about their poor soils. And as part of the research objective of Grow Feather, we are to train farmers on technologies, innovative technologies,
okay,
according to their needs. And one of the challenges we found was that most of the farmers, the Bambara farmers, were complaining of their low soils, and that was giving them low yields.
Mm.
So we came out with sustainable ways of improving their soil. So we brought about this compost production.
Mm.
So we came around to train farmers on the compost, the use of compost, why compost is very important for our soils, what it does to the soil, what it does to the crop, and why they should implement compost in their Bambara production and in general in their crop production.
What would you say was the reception of the farmers to the idea of using compost rather than inorganic fertilizer?
Yes, so they were positively responsive to it. They were very happy, and they actually promised that they were even going to do this compost in their backyard, because it was a demo we did, and they were there, they saw what we did, and we took them through the processes, and they opted that they would do compost at least at their backyard gardens. Everybody will have this, and in our next visit, we're actually going to inspect those those
pits. Right. What does it take to do compost? Maybe for a smallholder farmer or a gardener who is listening to us this morning, who wants to just a little more knowledge about what compost is.
Yeah. So basically, compost is just a mixture of substances and organic materials which is used to enrich and also enhance soil fertility. And this is usually made by decomposing plants and animal-based materials.
Mm.
So you leave them for a period of time in a pit, or even outside the pit. It decomposes for about 2 to 3 months, depending on the type of materials you use in your production.
Mm.
And you get this material, very fertile organic material called compost.
Mm.
And you go and apply it to the soil. And this compared to our inorganic fertilizer, has some benefits. Unlike our inorganic fertilizer, where it's based on just applying it and the crop picks it up and that is it. For the compost, it has both the nutrients and also has so much benefits to the soil web. I mean, the microorganisms in the soil, it enhances the soil structure, the soil texture. So it has some advantages over the inorganic. Inorganic is just about, okay, get my yield and I'm done. However, the soil is left, okay, I don't really care. But for the something like a compost, which is an organic fertilizer, it actually gives you yield, even though it's not so fast like the inorganic, but it also maintains your soil for future generations. So also come and use, and we are talking about sustainability and also combating climate change.
Mm, mm. So like you say, some of the issues that quickly come up when you talk about the use of compost is that, well, it's quite a slow process. I mean, as scientists who are trying to push this idea for many farmers, even beyond those we are engaging, to adopt the use of compost, how do you respond to cases like concerns like that when they come up?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm saying that, like you said, the process for composting is a bit slow. And I mean, there are some farmers who would use that or say that it's a reason they are shying away from the use of compost. But as scientists who are pushing this idea for the use of organic material instead of inorganic material, for the farmers you are working with and even those beyond those you are working with, how do you respond when they come up with concerns like these?
Yes, so what we are saying is that we are not pushing away the use of inorganic totally. Mm. We are only telling them that in as much as you are using inorganic, but try to incorporate the organic aspect so it balances. So we need a balance here. We can't just tell the farmers to let go of the chemical fertilizers. No. It won't happen in just a day or two. Mm-hmm. It has to take time. But as you are using your chemical, try to incorporate the organic aspect so that you would be mending your soil and getting your yields as well. Mm. So we advise farmers to take the two. And that would mean instead of buying 3-4 bags of chemical fertilizer, you would actually be buying two and adding your organic. And that would equally give you the same amount of yield you would have done if you bought 4, which is more expensive, we know that. But preparing organic fertilizer, something like the compost, biochar, these are something you can do at your at the community level. You don't even need to buy the material, but the materials are just around you. Just collect them. Just dig a pit or get whatever is needed. These are things that we can get in the community, and you would get your compost. It's not expensive as compared to the chemical fertilizer. And we know what our farmers have been complaining about, high cost of fertilizers. So balancing these two could go a long way to help especially the smallholder farmers.
As a researcher, what have you found to be the case when it comes to the use of organic material, particularly when we are talking about yields? Is it better? Does it give better yields as compared to the inorganic material?
Yes, so it does. It does in time. So when you start using organic, you don't expect to get instant results. Okay. But for instance, a backyard garden, you do a vegetable farm, and you've been doing organic. In a longer time, you wouldn't even need to apply chemical fertilizer. You would have enough nutrients there for your plants. Mm. So this is a process that takes time. It's a process. It's not like our chemical. You apply, you get feedback immediately. In 3 months' time, your crops are done and you take it. No. So if you want to practice organic, at the initial stages, you have to be patient and realize that in time, in about 5 years, I will see the impact. But if we are in a haste, then we would not even want to incorporate it. But remember, it's not about us. Mm. It's about the future generations to come. Mm. And this is what we are championing, sustainability.
Mm. So just one final thing about the project. How many farmers are being targeted in which areas?
Yeah, so we are looking to reach out to about 80,000 farmers, and we are looking at areas, the northern region, the Savannah region, the Upper East region, and the Upper West region. So these are the communities so far we have targeted, but it's possible we would add other regions in the process. So we are still looking at, we are still in the process.
Let me get your final thoughts on this conversation before we let you go.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, your final thoughts on this conversation.
Yeah, so we as I said, compost is very good, organic fertilizer is very good, and in as much as we want to maintain our soils, keep them healthy and fertile, yes, we shouldn't leave the chemical fertilizer, but we should make sure we incorporate this organic fertilizers into our farms to keep the soil healthy for future generations to come. Yeah, that's basically what I have for.
We're grateful for our time this morning. Thank you
so much also for hosting me.
Right. So we had to speak to Rashida to Abdullahi. Now, she is an assistant research scientist with CSI SARI. She has focused on expertise in plant nutrition and soil fertility. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we're going to deal with issues around education. Now,